This is your update from Columbia Faith and Values. We're Mid-Missouri's source for local religion news, brought to you in partnership with KBIA. I'm Kelly Moore. On a typical Sunday morning, you can see families and children walking into church and going to Sunday school. But for some families, Sunday mornings are a struggle, especially when disabilities come into play. Today, we bring you a story about what some churches are doing to help accommodate children who have special needs. Reporter Heather Adams has the story.
Laura Hinkle grew up going to church with her family. Now that she has her own family, she has continued this tradition. But her son found it difficult to sit through services. Her son, Blake, has autism. She tried to make accommodations by taking her son out in the hall or into another room. But eventually, they stopped going to church altogether.
I'm someone who I grew up very Catholic. I did sign language interpreting at the churches. I was involved in the Newman Center. And in college, I went faithfully. But for the first time in my life, I quit going to church, and we didn't go for several years.
Hinkle is not the only one with this problem. She runs a support group for other moms who have children with autism. Many members have told her similar stories. Some of them have even been asked to leave the church. Hinkle says this broke her heart. So when Tim Carson, the senior pastor at Broadway Christian Church, came to talk to her about a completely different program, she brought up the problems she and the people in her support group faced. Carson could clearly see a need.
All of those parents who have children with disabilities, maybe a third of them have the interest in participating in religious community, but they're kind of marooned. They're just out there because they don't have access. And so that began a conversation.
The church then created a program for children with special needs. It's called All God's Children. Carson also has a personal connection to the program. One of his children has Asperger's syndrome, which is on the autism spectrum. His perspective helped give Broadway Christian Church a greater understanding. He says churches of all sizes can and should have programs like this one.
You can devise some meaningful kind of ways to accompany those children, but you have to be willing and aware. It's not enough to be friendly.
All God's Children is for kids kindergarten through fifth grade. It meets during worship service from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Many of the volunteers and interns come from health and education departments at the University of Missouri. Cassidy Shannon is one of those volunteers. She heard about the program through a professor in the occupational therapy school. She hopes to get experience for her future job and enjoys that she gets to do so in a church setting.
It's nice to have a place where they're definitely accepted and they can act out. Like, if they do act out, it's not a big deal, and there's people that understand what's happening.
Stephanie McGee runs All God's Children. To accommodate for the children, she says the curriculum is the same as the ones their peers are using, just modified a bit.
We want the kids to be involved in the same sorts of activities because kids are kids are kids. So these children that participate in All God's Children, the All God's Children program, first and foremost, they're kids, and their kids go into Sunday school. So I want them, the program, wants those children to have similar, if not the same, experiences as their peers.
Now, the church is working on a program for older students. The program will include peer mentorship and adult support within the youth group. McGee says that the integration programs don't only help the children with special needs, but their peers as well.
As those children are integrated into their classrooms, they learn how to be integrated within their peer community. Their peers learn how to, oh wait, no, people are people are people. Okay, you're just a little different. My friend over there has red hair. She's a little different. My friend over here wears glasses. He's a little different. And my friend back there uses a wheelchair to get around. It's a slight difference, but it's just a difference.
Broadway has also been a guide for another church that wanted to start a similar program, the Crossing Church. At the Crossing, each child with special needs is paired with an older buddy to help guide them in the same classroom as their peers. Ariel Morrison is a buddy in the second grade room. She says she enjoys the times when she's not necessarily needed.
They'll get to a point where they're, you know, working with the other kids so well and listening so well and focusing really well that you don't have to exactly be by their side consistently. You can kind of watch from a bit of a distance, and they're still identifying with you as a buddy, but they're adjusting more to seeing themselves as an active part of class rather than, having you know, the child buddy unit all the time. And that's really encouraging as well, as to see the progress.
Some churches that want to start special needs Sunday school programs of their own don't always know how. To meet this need, a Mormon church in Olathe, Kansas, hosted a conference to help faith communities of all kinds better serve people with special needs. Karen Thomas was in charge of the conference.
Basically, the information was the same as that given out in a school classroom. It's just that the school teachers, the special ed teachers, and the parents are so much better trained, and the church teachers are not.
Danielle Ferguson spoke at the conference. She co-authored the book Disabilities and the Gospel: How to Bring People with Special Needs Closer to Christ. Her son has autism. She says it's important to start talking about these needs in churches.
If the pastor and the church leaders don't know that there is a need, then it's not something that they will make a priority to find out. And because there are so many other needs within a congregation, not because it isn't important to them, just because it's just that they're meeting the needs that they know of.
Broadway Christian Church has plans to hold a conference of its own in March. Carson hopes churches in the area will use this as a resource. As for Hinkle, she hopes her son will continue to enjoy going to Sunday school and creating his own church family.
And the more people that we have behind him to support him in this loving environment, to know that he's loved by God, to know that he has a church community who loves him, I just would like for him to be in that kind of an environment.
Heather Adams, Columbia Faith and Values.
What ministries have touched your life? What is your faith community doing to meet the needs of others? You can share your stories online at ColumbiaFaithAndValues.com. There, you'll also find other news stories and commentaries every day of the week. Before we wrap up, I'd like to extend an invitation to all the writers out there, specifically those who like to write poetry. Whatever you believe in, you're invited to enter the I Believe Poetry Contest. It's a chance for people around our community to share the beliefs they hold dear in a personal, powerful way. The contest will continue through February and end with a poetry reading in March. Winning poems will be published online and broadcast during future Columbia Faith and Values segments right here on KBIA. You can find submission guidelines and details about how to enter the I Believe Poetry Contest online at ColumbiaFaithAndValues.com. This segment has been brought to you in partnership with Columbia Faith and Values, your source for local religion news. I'm Kelly Moore. Thanks for listening.